my life's the wonder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, my chance came to begin. The ghost of my life, the wonder than the wind.
This is a business, and you know you don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick, and the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy, and you put it on, and with perspiration, when the salt starts to come out and you start to perspire, it'll turn red. And so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away. I think after a while, it lasted so long, my wife's like, you know. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, that was the biggest meeting that I've ever had, because they saw that cross and, oh, Brother Marge, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to take offerings and receive money. Chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's going to it as a business, and you work it as a business.